surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
All righty, we continue hour number four of our radiogram. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We react to really the crazy basketball games last night in the association, as that was a back and forth game in the fourth quarter between the Celtics and Sixers. And then the final 5 minutes, the Sixers just forgot how to play on the offensive side of the ball. So the Celtics do force a game seven. That will come your way on Sunday, time to be determined. And last night, what an atrocity that was by the Phoenix Suns. I know Denver's the better team, but in the final 3 minutes of the first quarter to get outscored in the final 3 minutes, 17 to nothing, and then be down at halftime by 30 points on your own home court, that's just an absolute embarrassment. But let's head out to the guest line right now and welcome in a legendary sports talk radio host. Now he's hosting the Mike Missanelli podcast, featured on Bet Rivers, of course, in the Bet Rivers Sports Network. And Mike Missanelli going to join us to talk a little Sixers and Celtics right now. Mike, how you been?
Good, Zach. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Appreciate you joining us. So last night after the Sixers lose, I'm listening to the post-game press conference, and Embiid is saying how he wanted to get the ball more and he needs the ball more in the final 5 minutes. I hear that, Mike Missanelli, and I go, well, it's your team, it's your city. Why aren't you demanding the ball in the final 5 minutes?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I thought he was really passive in that situation. I also think it wasn't coached properly. I mean, they were, you know, the Celtics had really defended the pick and roll with Harden and Embiid, but Harden was very passive last night as well, so it wasn't working as well. I thought they really should have done some more Maxi Embiid action in that set. But you know, he's also got to take the initiative to shoot that medium-range foul line jump shot. I mean, I think that's there most of the time, even when they double-team, if he reacts quickly enough. But yeah, he's got to be the guy. There's no question that he's got to bring this team home in a situation like that. And he did not do it last night. As much as he did in Game 5, he didn't do it in Game 6. It's very disappointing.
This series has been so up and down. Whenever one team gets momentum, the other team takes it back. I truly have no clue what to expect for Game 7 on Sunday. Where's your confidence that the Sixers find a way to get the job done in Boston?
Well, I can tell you that in Philadelphia, and you know this well, there is no confidence at all. I mean, I cannot believe how many people have bailed out on the Sixers at this point. Here's my answer to that. Yeah, and the betting line is 7.5, which is pretty significant. But you know, I look at this Boston team and I go, well, what Boston team are you going to get? They really hadn't played well this whole series. They lost two games at home already in this series, and the Sixers beat them three times. I don't know why they can't if they've beaten them a couple times. The thing with Boston, their stars have not carried them consistently. And, you know, Tatum has disappeared many times in this series, and so is Jaylen Brown, frankly. They haven't really surged ahead to lift the Celtics. It's been the secondary players that have had to save them a lot. So, you know, this is what I say to Sixer fans. This is a present moment. It's a game seven. The past disappointments have nothing to do with the way they're going to line up in game seven.
Mike Missanelli here with us. So I wasn't surprised, Mike, that the Sixers lost last night. It was just how they lost. To not hit a field goal from 6:13 to 22.1 seconds remaining, like, that's just stunning to me, the way that they ended up losing that game last night.
Yeah, they squandered a major opportunity. There's no question about that. You know, they scored, I think, like 1 point for like that significant period of time, and not a field goal. So I don't get that. I really don't. There's got to be a way you can design some action to get to score, especially when you have Embiid. And they didn't do that. There are a couple guys that were at fault in that game last night. Embiid for not taking charge, but Harden wasn't there. And it seems like there's this pattern with Harden. Like every third game is when he can play. He'll have a monster effort, and then you'll see a couple lulls, and then have another monster effort, and then there'll be a couple lulls. He's in the middle of two lulls in a row. So, you know, game seven is that third game. Maybe he needs to do that. And Tobias Harris has to score, too. I mean, one for seven is not going to cut it. I know he's occupied guarding Jason Tatum. I get it. He did a pretty good job. You know, but he's a guy who can score. He sometimes they need him to take the ball and transport it from position A to position B and get off a medium-range jumper, which is what he does best.
And game five was their best game, clearly, of the series, Mike Missanelli, as you know, because they got that well-rounded effort. Like, everyone was great in that game five. And I just wonder if they could show that again in a game seven. But you're not wrong. Like, the Boston players, Boston's a weird and funky team where they don't play great until they have to play great. And you kind of saw it last night with Tatum. He was terrible the first three quarters, and then finally some light bulb went off in the fourth.
Yeah, it's happened repeatedly to him. He's disappeared in very big chunks of games. And, you know, he did have 30-something in that one game, but they were catch-up points that you know, Celtics were behind. They were trying to catch up because of catch-up points. But he didn't have a great first part of that game. And so this is why I say I can't tell from Boston. I don't know if they're a good enough team to actually avoid losing at home three times. There's nothing about them that says, oh, my God, the Sixers, there's no way the Sixers are going to win the game. I expect that they're going to have a pretty decent effort. I expect it's going to be close. I mean, I can't tell you if the Sixers are going to win because that line really does scare me. But they have a pretty good chance to win this game seven. And for the fans to bail out is just completely ridiculous to me.
You're 100% right. That betting line at 6.5, 7.5, whatever it is, that's begging you to plus the points with the Sixers. It's yelling at you to plus the points. That's why I would go the other way and take the Celtics.
Yeah, that's way normally I go too. I'm just trying to answer. Like I'm looking at Boston whether they're actually good enough to say, okay, oh, they're just going to win a game seven at home. They just haven't shown any kind of consistency that they're a really good team. So I just think the Sixers have a chance in this game.
Does Doc get fired if they lose this game?
It's a really interesting question. I don't know what would happen. This could like completely fall apart if they don't get out of the second round again. And he's got that terrible history of not winning closeout games. And who knows what'll happen? This could trigger Harden going somewhere else, which I think would be fine. As long as they cultivate Embiid and maybe take a run at another star player like a Damian Lillard or something, that would be, I just don't think that Embiid is going to be here. So it's just a matter of adding around him to see if they can make another shot rather than breaking it down. But the question about Doc Rivers is a good question if he can't get out of this round.
And I feel like Harden's going to be back even if they lose, because the only way I think Harden's not going to be back with this team is if he just wants to go back to Houston, because you know Morey absolutely loves James Harden.
Yeah, but I think he might want to go back to Houston.
Strip club's pretty good there, he's probably thinking.
Yeah, who knows what he's thinking. It's been a very strange dynamic, but like he is clearly a guy who's running out of juice. I mean, you can see that. He's had flashes of a good play. He changed his game this year to be a point guard. I don't know if it's enough that he want to stay here. I can't get a read on him. He's a very odd guy to get a read on.
What does your gut tell you what he does in game seven?
My gut tells me it's the third. Well, if there's three games in between his performances, so I think he's going to play well. I think he's actually going to make some threes in this game and keep them in it.
You can listen to the Mike Missanelli podcast on the Bet River Sports Network. By the way, a day like this, do you miss the daily grind of hosting a radio show? What Philly would be like today?
Yeah, I miss the interaction a little bit. As you know, fans here are. They're very reactive fans. And so, like, that day-to-day, it's been, like, three seasons in a row here with Philadelphia teams going toe-to-toe to try to win something. That interaction with fans I had every day. But I'm really enjoying the podcast. I can sit there and say what's on my mind without worrying about anything. And so I think it's been very freeing for me.
Well, great to catch up with you. Always appreciate how kind you were to me when I was at 97.5. And we'll do it again soon. Thanks, Mike.
Anytime, Zach. Thank you.
There you go. Mike Missanelli joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And we're going to quickly pivot. We got five questions, five answers. We do this segment every Monday and Friday. Let's get to a little onsides, offsides. Hot take, Hickey. Hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Hipster, what do we got?
All right, last night, Zach, with a chance to advance to the conference finals.
Good job. Nice job by you.
Chance to advance.
This is the portion of the program where Hickey's just trying his material out on me right now, and you get these same takes and these same lines and these same one-liners from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time tonight. Can't wait for it.
I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it.
You should have just stopped where I was giving you credit.
You know, just got to keep on trying that. Keep on taking my swings. Sixers could have went to the conference finals for the first time since 2001 and instead choked away a fourth quarter lead to send the series back to Boston for a game number 7. Jason Tatum, who at one point in this game was 1 of 14. That's right, 1 of 14 from the field, scored 16 points alone in the fourth quarter to will the Celtics to the win. On the other side, reigning MVP winner Joel Embiid was quiet in the deciding quarter, not putting up a shot in the final 4 minutes of the game. Onsides or offsides, the Sixers will win game 7 on the road.
Yeah, I'm going offsides. Not that it's impossible, but I think what Mike just said is a great point, and it's something I noticed as well. That line has been anywhere from 6.5 points to 7.5 points in favor of Boston. There's no reason to trust Boston, but the fact that that line is so big, and sometimes there's lines that just don't make any sense, and you go the other way, and you're thinking you saw Vegas, and you end up losing. But that line doesn't make sense. I think Vegas is begging you to plus the points with the Sixers. So if I'm betting that one, I would lay it with the Celtics, and I think the Celtics are going to win the game. So you ask me Sixers will win game 7 on the road, I will go offside.
Offside!
Warriors-Lakers will be centered around the health of Anthony Davis, who did leave game 5 after getting struck in the temple area. Now, according to reports, he is progressing well, and barring a setback in warm-ups, will play in game number 6. All eyes then do turn to LeBron James, who is averaging 22.8 points per game this season, which is the lowest playoff average of his career. Onsides or offsides, LeBron James will score at least 35 points tonight.
Ooh, 35. I thought you were going to go at least 30 on the question when I heard you setting it up. So you look back at LeBron James. The last time he scored at least 35 points, let's see if I can find this real quickly, was on April 9th. He scored 36 against Utah. So far in the postseason, LeBron James had 21, 28, 25, 22, 15, 22, 22, 23, 21, 27, 25. I think there's going to be a greater ask of LeBron James tonight. I really do believe that, and I think he's going to show up in a big way. To get to 35, though, that's a lot. Now, I did place a bet earlier today. I took the over on Bam Adebayo, points. That was 17.5. So I think that's already hit, because at one point, Bam was at 17, and he's got a bucket here in the second half, so he's at 19. And I parlayed it with LeBron's over of 26.5. I think he gets to 30, maybe even 32 tonight, but I don't think it's going to be at least 35 points, so I would go offsides.
Offside.
Sprinkling a little football here, Aaron Rodgers has brought a relevance to the Jets that this team has not seen maybe ever. New York will be featured in 5 primetime games in 2023, including the first Monday Night Football game of the season against the Bills at home, and they also will be featured in the NFL's first ever Black Friday game against the Dolphins. Onsides or offsides, the Jets are the most intriguing team this season.
Yeah, they're the most intriguing team this season onsides. It doesn't mean that they're the best team, but you have a team with a championship caliber defense. There's still questions that they could win the division. You would expect them to make the playoffs bare minimum as a wild card team. I'm just wondering where how much we talked about Rodgers the last 2-3 years ever since the draft pick of Jordan Love. Just what is this new life going to do for Aaron Rodgers? in New York. Last time he was doubted, he pulled off back-to-back MVPs. Let's see what he does this year. But yeah, I think it's the most intriguing storyline entering this season on sides.
To put it lightly, the Nuggets took care of business on Thursday night, beating the Suns by 25
points.
They
emasculated the Suns.
That they did. That they did. They stripped them of their manhood to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Nikola Jokic has been unstoppable this postseason, averaging 30 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists per game. Jamal Murray's also been tremendous in his return to the playoffs for the first time since the bubble, averaging almost 26 points per game on 46% shooting from the field. Now, according to FanDuel, Denver has the second best odds to win the championship this year, trailing only the Celtics. Onsides or offsides, the Nuggets are your pick right now to win the NBA Finals.
Yeah. I don't get why so many people doubted this team heading into the playoffs. I've been on this Nuggets bandwagon ever since 2021. Then Murray gets hurt, been out of line the last few years. Now he's back. Now he's playing really good basketball. Nikola Jokic is an absolute stud. You have Gordon. You have Michael Porter Jr. as well. You got some players that get off the bench and do some work. You saw what Bowen has done in this series. Brown has done in this series. So I look at this Denver team. They're my pick to win the finals. I think they're the most complete team. They've been the most consistent team, and they've been the best team. So I'm going on sides. They're going to win the finals this year.
Sticking with that game to conclude, the Suns did suffer their second consecutive embarrassing elimination loss, trailing this game yesterday at halftime by 30 points. They eventually, as we know, just lost by 25.
Oof.
Now, after the game, ESPN reported that Phoenix could consider trading both Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton this offseason. The future of head coach Monty Williams is also in question after getting demolished two seasons in a row. Onsides or offsides, the Suns should fire head coach Monty Williams.
From everything you read, Monty Williams and Kevin Durant have a good relationship, even going back to their days with USA Basketball. And I actually think Monty Williams was also with the Thunder, too. So they have a relationship there, and I think that relationship will keep Monty Williams employed just for starters. But I also think when you look at really the job Monty Williams has done, I don't think he should be fired yet. Now, don't get me wrong. Last year, embarrassing no-show. This year, they lost to the better team, but still an embarrassing no-show. He's been there for 4 years. They missed the playoffs. They lost in the finals. And now the last 2 years, they both lost in the second round. I think Monty Williams gets another year, but I think you hit it more right on the head when it comes to DeAndre Ayton. He's gone. I'm surprised he didn't back this year. They just wanted to get something for him. And then you look at Chris Paul, and that's probably one that even though they love Chris Paul out there, it's probably time to move on, and you got to retool this roster. Monty Williams, good coach. The last two playoffs, he's not been a good coach. But I do think he will keep his job and should keep his job. And you got to find a way to retool and refix this roster with Booker and KD. And you got to do so now. So you asked me the Suns should fire Monty Williams. I would go offside.
Offside.
You'll hear from Jordan Staal, the captain of the Carolina Hurricanes, next.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives. And so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Last night, the Dallas Stars take a 3-2 series lead up against the Seattle Kraken. Entering this game, just in this series, Joe Pavelski had 4 goals in game one, had a goal in game two, and had a goal in game four. Well, he had an assist and a goal last night. So he has been on fire in this series with 7 goals and 2 assists. And this is all at the age of 38 years old. He turns 39 in July. Let's hear Joe Pavelski's score to give the Dallas Stars a 3-0 lead. This is Stars Radio Network.
4-on-3. Hintz leaves it for Robertson. Right side trailer. Pavelski, his shot. Save Grubauer. Rebound. Scored! Pavelski, the second effort. Dallas got two quick ones in the first. They get an even quicker one 35 seconds into the second. It is 3-0.
Give a stock up to old man Pavelski. Jesper Fast already had one game winner in overtime this postseason. Now he has game winner in OT number two. And this sends the Hurricanes to the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's listen up to the Carolina Hurricanes Radio Network.
Drury, Gostisbehere. Back for Drury, back to Gostisbehere at the left point. Now Cole Kaniemi, top of the right circle. His shot, they score! Jesper Fast ends it! Carolina going to the conference finals! The Canes win it 3-2 in overtime!
Give Jesper Fast a stock up. All right, let's keep it to the association, or move it to the association. The Celtics found a way to get the win last night. And they were begging Philadelphia to go take that game and eliminate them. Jason Tatum did absolutely nothing through the first three quarters, only had 3 points, but then goes off in the fourth quarter, scores 16 points on his own, and outscored Philadelphia by himself, 16-13. And Boston ended up having 24 points total as a team in the fourth. Got to give a stock up to Jason Tatum. Anthony Richardson, I got to show some love to your guy, Hot Take Hickey, because Anthony Richardson, from the story that I did get to see, was that he was at some rookie event with a bunch of different rookies from around the NFL, and I guess the rookies made a little bit of a mess, whether it was food or whatever activities they were doing in that room, and Anthony Richardson was about to leave and then elected to volunteer himself to stay because they were going to have workers that clean it up, and he thought you should leave the place the way that you found it. So, Hickey, nice job there by your guy, Anthony Richardson, as that was, I believe, before the draft, doing some good work there and making sure that everything was cleaned up. I like that out of your quarterback.
Great leadership. What you want to see from the franchise guy, hopefully.
Now, I did hear one thing, though. A source reached out to me that when he was throwing out the trash, he missed the trash can and it was wildly inaccurate. And it took him an extra, like, 20 minutes to clean up the trash because he had to clean up his own mess as well.
Saw that coming from a mile away.
Ba-dum-bum. Give a stock up to Anthony Richardson. Nikola Jokic. I love that people continue to question this guy and say he's boring, or you have a dope like Mike Greenberg last night say that the Nuggets don't have a marquee star in the NBA. The Joker won back-to-back MVPs, could have won the MVP this year, and eliminated the Suns last night, putting up 32 points, dishing out 12 assists and 10 rebounds. I love the Joker. Give him a stock up. Ding dong. Daniel Snyder is dead. Well, as an owner of the Commanders. The Daniel Snyder era is over. Josh Harris has reached an agreement. They got to do some, I guess, other things that have to be finalized. But the Commanders and a partnership led by Josh Harris have entered into a purchase and sale agreement. It was jointly announced today. So the Daniel Snyder era of owning the Commanders is over. Thank God that his tenure as a football ownership is done, finished, and dead, because he was a disgrace. Stock up to Josh Harris. I got to give a stock down to the Suns. That was just embarrassing last night. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. It's a one-point game. A 17-0 run that you allow in 3 minutes, and then you're down at halftime by 30, 81-51. And the 81 points that the Nuggets scored are the most by any road team in the first half in playoff history. We thought last year was bad. This year's bad as well. What a terrible way to end your season in back-to-back years for the Phoenix Suns. Give them a stock down. Sixers had a golden opportunity. Celtics were begging them to eliminate them and put them out of their misery. And Joel Embiid did nothing down the stretch last night. After the game, he was bitching about how he didn't get the ball. Dude, final 6 minutes or so, you barely touched the ball. You had two shots in the final 5 or 6 minutes. None were in the final 3:55. Demand the ball, Joel Embiid. Giving a stock down to Joel Embiid. And finally, Kevin Durant should have just said bleep you and never left the Golden State Warriors. And this is just not working out well for him. So give a stock down to KD. Fun show today. Big thanks to Ryan Hollins, Mike Missanelli, Jordan Stahl, Hot Take Kiki as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives. And so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.